Hello, I'm Pauline Rowson, crime author. Here I'm talking to an audience about the inspiration behind one of my mystery thrillers, In for the Kill.
Inspiration for this one came when my husband and I were on the island. We go over there, do lots of walking, but we were actually in the car that day and we were driving through Newport. I expect lots of you know the island. Lovely place. We were driving through Newport, and you know, you've got a hospital on one side and you've got the prisons on the other side. So you have Parkhurst, Camp Hill, Old Main, but Camp Hill's now closed, isn't it? I've also got Portsmouth Prison in my books as well, and that's closed as well. See now? They're still becoming historical novels, I think, they keep changing everything. So this one, we were driving past it, and I looked out and I saw in my mind this guy stepping out. There is before and after, like one of those slimming adverts you see in magazines and newspapers. Only my before and after had nothing to do with diet, unless you counted prison food. Before prison, I had been confident and successful. I had a family and a career. I had friends. And after, well, here I am standing outside Camp Hill on the Isle of Wight, getting high on the smell of diesel and petrol fumes, hesitant, with a prison pallor and a prison stoop. For 42 months, 1 week and 2 days, I had dreamt of this moment. Now that it had arrived, I felt a flutter of panic that almost had me scurrying back to the gates of Camp Hill, pleading to be allowed back in. Goodness knows what lifeless must feel. Hey, Alex, over here. I pulled myself together and headed towards the Black Mercedes. Remember who you once were, I said to myself. But that Alex Aubrey had vanished 1 September when, in the early hours of the morning, the police had burst into my home on the handle and had arrested me for something I hadn't done. I climbed into the waiting car and glanced at my defence lawyer. Miles gave me a brief nod before pulling out into the traffic. He didn't speak. As the prison receded, my breathing became easier. My pulse settled down and I felt the tension drain from my body. As we climbed grading down, the sparkling blue of the solar in the distance stole the breath from me. It was then that I
details of all my crime novels, including the D.I. Andy Horton series, my 1950s set Inspector Ryger mysteries, the Art Marvick mystery thrillers, and my other thrillers, you can visit my website at www.romark.co.uk.